Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Busy show, busy days. We got a lot going on. The president's in Qatar signing deals, bringing money back to the United States of America. Big foreign investments in the United States. And Boeing is loving this. Boeing, they're buying a ton of planes. Everybody's happy. It's good stuff. You know, the president also addressed nation building. And this is very, very near and dear to my heart. This whole concept of nation building and ending nation building and this nonsense idea that we're going to go in and we're going to build these democracies and build these. It's a joke. And the president talked about that as he was in Saudi Arabia, the nation builders and what really came about from that. And I think it's the same thing when America would try to intervene in various different ways, too. It's the same kind of thing that would happen. We would wind up creating problems, always unintended consequences with these things, always, right? So here's the president in Saudi Arabia, cut number two.
And it's crucial for the wider world to note this great transformation has not come from Western interventionalists or flying people in beautiful planes, giving you lectures on how to live and how to govern your own affairs. No, the gleaming marvels of Riyadh and Abu Dhabi were not created by the so-called nation builders, neocons, or liberal nonprofits like those who spent trillions and trillions of dollars failing to develop Kabul, Baghdad, so many other cities. Instead, the birth of a modern Middle East has been brought by the people of the region themselves, the people that are right here, the people that have lived here all their lives, developing your own sovereign countries, pursuing your own unique visions and charting your own destinies in your own way. It's really incredible what you've done. In the end, the so-called nation builders wrecked far more nations than they built, and the interventionists were intervening in complex societies that they did not even understand themselves. They told you how to do it, but they had no idea how to do it themselves. Peace, prosperity, and progress ultimately came not from a radical rejection of your heritage, but rather from embracing your national traditions and embracing that same heritage that you love so dearly.
So let's talk about some of the spending in the United States of America by Qatar. $30 billion on business investments, $20 billion on energy plants and export facilities, $30 billion on weapons purchases, $8 billion on the airbase, $6 billion on colleges, and $224 million lobbying and public relations. All right, that's just Saudi Arabia, or that's just Qatar, excuse me. There's a ton of cash to be made in the Middle East. And the pathway to peace is through money. I really do believe that. You know, the thing about if you know, everything I've learned in life, I've really learned from watching The Godfather. I mean, I really have. Like The Godfather and Godfather 2. And the thing about these wars is they're bad for business. You know, the bad blood, it's bad for business. Now, it's good for the people that make the weapons, but it's not good for business in general. And that's the pathway to peace. Because if you can have people making lots and lots of money, and they don't want their beautiful, wonderful lifestyles to be disrupted by things like bombs and air raids, and then that's how you achieve peace. In the old days, wars were fought mostly for economic reasons. There's always ideological reasons, too, for war. Don't think that that's not the case, but I'm just saying, you know, you and I both know flat out that if you can get these countries doing deals with each other and making investments like Saudi Arabia, $490 billion into the United States, United Arab Emirates, half $500 billion. You could do all told $1.5 trillion of Middle East investment in the United States of America. That's huge. But it also means then that they're more likely than to not pay hijackers to knock down our buildings. They're more likely to not try to start wars with our enemies. They're more likely to try to work with us and keep the peace going. I really believe that. I really do. In my heart, as a capitalist, I think that that is the best way. Because when we put nations into very hard economic positions, they lash out. I wrote a paper on this in college. I remember reading about the Treaty of Versailles and how it wrecked Germany economically, which then, of course, gives rise to somebody like an Adolf Hitler. You think about what the policy was with oil and Japan, which then leads Japan to then feel like they have to strike and start a war for resources and oil. So much of it, while ideological, is also driven by economics, or at least the economics enables crazy people to take power of a country and do crazy things. But I've always long believed that when nations are trading together, when nations are cooperating together, then it's more likely for peace, which is why I ultimately would like to see a great trade deal with China. Because if you isolate countries, the risk you have, quite frankly, in my opinion, is that they will lash out. And I think we've seen that on the world stage. We've seen that. We realize that. I mean, Reagan was very smart in the 80s to think about the Soviet Union as not trying to just completely shut them out of the world, but to bring them into the world. And what happened? The fall of communism and the fall of communism in so many countries around the world, too. Same thing has to happen with China. We need to have a good relationship with China, and good trading, but be very suspicious. And it's just like in Godfather 2, what he says, your father did business with Hyman Roth, but your father never trusted Hyman Roth. We could do business with China, but we're never going to trust them. And we can't trust a lot of these countries in the Middle East. Let's understand that. We can't trust them, and they're still going to stone gay people to death and have human rights violations and do all these other things. But if it leads to peace and stability and the United States is not going in there anymore, telling these countries how to operate and telling these countries how to live and trying to overthrow governments to bring about democracy and all the other nonsense, yeah, do I think you can get a lasting peace out of this? I absolutely 100% do. Definitely. It's the best chance we got, I'll tell you that. It's the best chance we got. Because in the end, everybody likes making money. Everybody likes it. They want more of it. and when people are making money and they're happy, they just don't want to risk their yacht getting blown up by a torpedo. You know what I mean? That's how I view it. So good for Trump for doing this. And this is so far, it's a very, very successful trip for the president on the world stage today. But back home, not so successful for the Democrats in various different places. So let's think about what we saw happen on, for example. Oh, actually, you know, I'm going to play a clip from the president regarding Iran. OK, this is the president talking about Iran and what's going to happen with them. And again, this is another issue. We got to deal with Iran so that we don't have Iran starting a war. But I was never going to be in the camp of John McCain and bomb Iran and invade Iran, attack Iran. I mean, there was a time when the Republican Party, that was literally a thing that they were talking about. Like, maybe we should do a preemptive strike on Iran. Maybe we should go in there and topple that regime and do regime change like we did in Iraq. That was a thing. You remember that. I mean, when I tell you that Donald Trump has completely upended the Republican Party from where it was, that's part of what I'm talking about. mean, there was a time when American foreign policy was, let's go into a country that we view as a potential threat and do regime change. And look how that worked out. It was a disaster. But I remember when John McCain was singing in 2008, bomb, 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 Iran, to the Beach Boys song. And he hated Trump. And Trump hated him. But that wing of the Republican Party, the Nicole Wallace wing, she's now on MSNBC, that wing of the party, they're the never-Trumpers. You really break it down. Those are the never-Trumpers. You know, the people that loved America invading countries, the people that advocate for American intervention, spreading democracy around the world. I'm using air quotes with that, spreading democracy. That's the very definition of a never-Trumper. And they view him as an isolationist, which is funny as he's there in Saudi Arabia and Qatar. And, you know, and they're going to turn around and go, oh, yeah, but, you know, his family's making all this money in these countries. So what? What does that have to do with anything? As long as you're not doing anything corrupt, as long as you're not using anything in your office inappropriately to facilitate a transaction, then family members are free to make money in countries overseas because it's we want to have a global economy. That's why I'm not a tariff guy. I like trading. I think it's good. I think it's healthy if it's done right, obviously. But no, we're not going to be invading Iran. We don't want war with Iran. And Israel needs to be able to defend itself. And the United States does not need to be involved in a long, protracted war in the Middle East ever again, hopefully. So here's what the president was saying about Iran. This is cut number 10.
There won't be a nuclear battle. Let me just explain. I'm all for Iran. I want them to have a wonderful country and make a lot of money. They have great oil reserves. But if you remember, when I was president, Iran was broke because they placed secondary sanctions, meaning you couldn't buy, if you bought oil, you couldn't deal with the United States. And people make a lot of money dealing with the United States. So basically, they weren't selling any oil to almost anybody. It was down to a trickle, almost nothing. And by the time it all came about, after a couple of years, they were essentially, they had no money. And they didn't have money for Hamas. They didn't have money for Hezbollah. They didn't have any money at all. And we had no threat. And when Biden came in, he took off the sanctions and he let them get very rich. And now they have $350 billion or more, which is a tremendous amount. They made great wealth. With oil, you make great money quick. You know, great money, great wealth quickly. And they have tremendous oil and tremendous reserves. And Biden freed them up from what I did.
So if Iran can be nice and play at the adult table and play with the mature nations of the world and not be crazy, they stand to make a lot of money. And if they don't use that money for terrorism, they can have a very prosperous life. The problem, though, with Iran is that they are a nation that is guided by theology. And they believe that theology should be their guiding principle. Versus making money. And that is a real problem. It certainly is. It's a real problem. The answer is not to invade Iran. The answer is not to try to change the regime. The answer is not to nation build. The answer is to have allies in the region to keep Iran stabilized because it's not going to change anytime soon. You have this vision of Islam that they have, which is that their version of Islam should be the only thing in the world. Not even the other version of Islam. Like, they don't like the other version that's practiced. So they want to wipe it all out. Not just Christianity, not just Jews, but even other Muslims. I mean, that's what they believe. That's what they preach. You can't rationalize with somebody like that. Somebody like that, you can't convince them that yachts and jets and golf courses are great because they're just an ideological lunatic. In this case, a theological, ideological lunatic, but nonetheless, guided by that. There's nothing you can do about that. And you're always going to have that in the world, constantly. That will be a thing as far until the end of times. We will always have to deal with people that are driven by some sort of ideology that is off the rocker, whether it's based in religion or not, or whether it's based on annihilating a religion or not. Nothing you can do about that. You just hope that you can achieve peace by having strength, having friends, having allies, And then you keep the crazy people in their lane. I don't know another reason. I don't know. I mean, I don't know another solution to the Kim Jong-un problem, the Iran problem. There really isn't one. You know, it's just human nature. It's the reality of the world we live in. It'd be nice, you know, if they like toppled the supreme leader and they had a government like they had in the 1970s. But don't hold your breath. You know what I mean? So what you do is you just keep them at bay and you hope to do business with them. And you hope that by doing some business with them, that they won't fund terrorist organizations that will then attack our friend Israel. And if they don't, then you have to cut them off economically and you have to then force them to come to the table. And the problem with giving them or allowing them to have a nuclear weapon is exactly what I just said. They're driven by a crazy theological ideology that is not going to change. And that's just the reality of it, you know. The president said that you see Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and Qatar, they've all buying these planes, and there you go. This is cut 11.
The plane that you're on right now is almost 40 years old. And when you land and you see Saudi Arabia and you see UAE and you see Qatar and you see all this, and they have these brand new Boeing 747s mostly, and you see ours next to it, this is like a totally different plane. It's much smaller. It's much less impressive as it is. And, you know, we're the United States of America. I believe that we should have the most impressive plane.
We want big, beautiful planes. I still don't take the jet. Don't take it from Qatar. It's a trap. Don't do it. Don't do it. Trust me on this. I know what I'm talking about. Trust me. Remember years ago when I said Bill Barr was going to be a mistake? Remember? People would call up and yell at me. Trump knows what he's doing. Bill Barr was a mistake, right? Don't take the jet. Don't take the jet. It's not the Statue of Liberty. It's not the same thing. Don't do it. All right. Listen, summer's here. I mean, this is it. This is beautiful, right? I know it's raining out. It's ridiculous how much rain we're getting right now. But we are about to get into summer. Memorial Day weekend is 2 weeks away. Can you believe that? And that means the official, unofficial start of summer. At the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, this is going to be an unforgettable summer. With their June midweek stays, you are going to get money back in your pocket just by going and spending time at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So my question to you is, what are you waiting for to make your reservation? We're going to be there live for our next show June 20th, and it's going to be a blast. You stay, and they give you resort credits. So they give you money to spend at the resort. And believe me, you will enjoy spending it at the resort. Because Hemingway's Restaurant is a terrific restaurant for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Fresh seafood, great steaks, handcrafted cocktails, the outdoor pool bar, local beers, mixed drinks, you know, all the boat drinks, the pool drinks. They got them all there. Beach Cabana. That's right. Beach Cabana. And they also have the gift shop. So you'll have a wonderful time. They give you the resort credits back. Like you stay a week, for example, you're going to get $80 a night back in resort credits. So make your reservation today. You always want to book direct with them for the best rates. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. I want you to mark down June 20th. We'll be there for our next live show. That's June. You could do a midweek stay right there and then stay for our Friday show if you like. And the best part about the Grand Hotel is they have two huge swimming pools. Look, as a dad with three young kids, I know the importance of a pool. Sometimes the waves are too much. Sometimes the sun's too much. Whatever, it rains, they have a beautiful indoor heated salt water pool. All right? So you're set. You're covered at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Make your reservation today. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nice. Thank you much. Yeah, I keep it rolling, but we can't.
So. Yeah, especially because it's BMI week and I have to make notes if we play a certain length.
What's BMI week?
It's
body mass index?
After we play a certain length of a song, we have to like make a note of it and Frank has to send it to a certain thing. If we play like, I think it's a certain 80% or something.
Why?
I wish I had an answer for you. I don't know why half the things happen, but they happen regardless.
Is that like the BMI we used to get for a penny, you get 10 CDs? Remember that? The music club? Is it like that?
You guys
don't know what I'm talking about because you're too young. But back in the day, you would get 10 CDs. You'd have to take a penny and you'd tape it to the thing and you'd pick out the 10 that you wanted for free. And then they'd enroll you in this club. And then every month you'd get 2 CDs in the mail. And you cancel at any time, but that was always canceling was a pain. But you get 2 CDs and they whack you like $30 a CD. You know what I mean? So those 10 CDs for a penny added up really, really quick. You know what I mean? But you two have no idea what I'm talking about right now, do you?
Nope. Not a Scooby clue.
Google for me, if you would, Justin, music club. 10 cents, a penny to, you know what I'm saying? Like, see if it's even something you could, because I thought it was BMI, who was the company. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe somebody the YouTube chat knows.
The music club 10 cents likely refers to a promotion offered by CD clubs like Columbia House or BMG Music Service
BMG.
In the past.
Okay, BMG, that's what it was. BMI, BMG. Phillies, Athletics, whatever, you know. Some idiot on Twitter actually took a shot at me for thinking that the Athletics became the Phillies. Yeah, I did, because I don't know sports, okay? I don't know what to tell you. I think a lot of things that are crazy about sports, because I don't know sports. If you told me tomorrow, you could convince me that the Eagles were one time the Jets, I'd believe you. Like, I don't know. I don't friggin' know. But I do know this. Later in the show, Dan McLaughlin's going to be here. He knows everything about baseball. And we're going to talk to him about why he thinks Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame, not Shoeless Joe Jackson. Did you read the piece, Matt DeSantis?
I'm excited to hear the interview because I did read his piece in National Review, and it's excellent.
So, Justin, the essential thesis that Dan lays out is that what Shoeless Joe did, and he thinks that he is guilty, you could never be in the Hall of Fame for doing that because he purposely tried to lose, and that's unforgivable as he views it.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. And I reference many, many times how I've learned everything in my life from The Godfather, and I love that scene when Hyman Roth says, when Arnold Rothstein threw the 1919 World Series, I love that. I love that. But anyway, yeah, it was a whole organized mob thing, and, you know, they got money and they got cash. And so we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. And I'll ask him about the Pope, too, because he's a Catholic guy. So, all right. So it's BMI week, body mass index week. So you got to make extra notes of the music, right?
Only if we play a certain amount. I think it's like 80%, but normally we're pretty good. Like, we can let it run a little bit, but if we can't play a whole song, pretty much.
ASCAP BMI is a service we use for music licensing. This is from Big Dan. Every quarter, they require full logging. Pretty sure it is the same as the CD stuff. So, you know what's great? Back then, when you get CDs and you get them in the mail, and then you were stuck in this stupid club, and then your mother finds out that you've been charging it to her credit card and then wants to kill you. And that's exactly what happened to me in high school when Mama Zioli was going to murder me for getting CDs mailed to the house. And I was like, Mom, but I got 10 for a penny, because I didn't read the fine print then. I don't read the fine print now. That's why I wind up in contracts I can't get out of. You know what I mean?
In fairness, 10 for a penny is a good deal.
Right? I remember that. I took this Scotch tape and I taped that penny to it. I did that. And I mailed it back. You know, if the penny was still around and music clubs were still around and then they got rid of the penny, the hell would you do? Although now inflation, they'd have to, right? You realize there's people out there that have no idea what the hell a CD is? Like, Justin, have you ever seen a CD in your life?
Yeah, yeah. I've had CD collections.
Columbia House, yeah. Susie Loves Jeffy did Columbia House back then. That was a big one. But, you know, the key to all that was you had to select your genre, right? So if you liked rock and roll or you liked heavy metal, and then they would send you a CD. I still remember to this day the first CD I got in the music club, because I selected that I liked heavy metal and hard rock. And it was Deep Purple. I remember this. And I got Deep Purple and Megadeth. I remember it like it was yesterday. That was the first two CDs I got in the record club back then. So my parents wanted to kill me for that. The fact that I had a ton of late fees with Blockbuster Video back then. A ton. I never returned a movie on time, ever. And I never rewound, ever. Be kind, rewind, never. Not me. I'm not kind, and I don't rewind. So there you go.
I will say, the one nice thing about actually owning CDs is that you own the music. Whereas if you buy it off iTunes or something, you're not actually purchasing ownership of the music.
Correct.
You just have a licensing agreement with that. With iTunes or whatever party you make the purchase through.
Well, that's why I say all the time, if there's a movie you love, buy it on DVD. Because they can change it at any point if you own the digital version of that, at any point. So let's say, for example, I own several movies on DVD just in case. I've got all of the Christopher Nolan Batmans. I've got Godfather 1 and Godfather 2. I have Jaws. I've got Animal House, Caddyshack. I've got the ones that if they ever were to mess with them, I still have the original. And they can. They can do that. They could literally right now decide to take out, I don't know, the scene. Remember in Godfather when they're saying, talking about selling drugs and, you know, let them do it. They have no soul anyway. I mean, if they decided they want to take that out, if Paramount's like, we want to edit that scene, it's politically incorrect, and that scene's out, you're going to change the complexion of the movie. But if they start doing that with, like, Pulp Fiction, oh, it's too many N-words, we got to get rid of it or something like this, they can do that. They can literally change the version you have that you own on Amazon Prime or whatever it is to the new version. I'm right on this, Matt DeSantis. We've talked about this before.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right, yeah. I mean, Star Wars is a good example, because didn't they re-release the original trilogy in, like, the late 90s? And I know for a while there were a lot of people upset, because basically the only version of the movies you could find regularly, if you wanted to purchase it new, obviously, was the crazy, like, enhanced version, which I think basically nobody liked. There was extended scenes, there was, like, new CGI effects that looked terrible. Those versions stunk, and I could definitely see a studio like Disney, for example. I wouldn't even be surprised if they haven't already adopted some alterations to some of their past films.
Oh, well, we talked about the remember when they were going to do that with certain books, like Roald Dahl books and other things? They were going to edit. So the same thing with ebooks. If you own an ebook, you don't actually own it. You have a license to that, which they're subject to change any time. So there's a book you love. Get the hard copy, because they can't come into your house, not yet anyway, and take your copy of Animal House and replace it with the politically correct version. You know what I mean? So I really believe that that's an important thing to do. If there's a record you love, buy the record. Same thing. You just don't know. That's what I – but when I was in – I never rewound movies when they had VHS. And then when I had – when it was DVDs, and I would return them late all the time. There was a video store called Hollywood Video. I don't know if you guys remember that or not. They filed for bankruptcy. Shocking, I know. So they sent me a letter, and I was in college. And they were like, you owe us $23 in late fees. I'm not kidding. This is a real story. This really happened. They sent me a letter. They're like, we are closing. You owe us $23 in late fees. So I kind of felt bad. You know what I mean? So I drove over there, and everything was like a dollar. So I said to the guy, I'm like, look, how about I just spend $23 and just buy a bunch of DVDs and stuff? And he was like, yeah, that's fine. So I just bloated up. You know what I mean? But they came after me for my late fees. They didn't give me. They were not going to give me my high school diploma because I had an overdue library book. They threatened to withhold that from me unless I paid that. I had to pay that fine. My mother did.
Is that real, though? Is that a real threat? I know that places always say, oh, you're not going to get your diploma if you don't return those late library books. But I think they're lying, right?
Well, you still owe library books and you got your degree, right?
Well, I took them out after I graduated. I returned the ones prior to graduation just in case. My mom would not have been pleased if I didn't receive a diploma because I decided to hold on to like half a dozen books. But post-graduation, I have taken quite a few books out of the Harvard library system, and they are still sitting in my parents' house somewhere.
So speaking of Mama Zioli, we go to brunch the other day for Mother's Day. Had a wonderful day with, you know, my mother. And we're sitting there, and she turns to me, and she says, Rich, how come you don't answer my texts during the show? And I said, Mom, because I'm working. She's like, well, all these other people can text you. You read their texts. Why don't you do mine? I said, because you tell me what to say. Like, my mother will text me, like, how come you haven't brought up this yet? I'm like, it's a four-hour show. Maybe I'll get to it. I don't know.
I think you should let Mama Zioli drive content for one full segment of the show. Maybe tomorrow.
All right. That's fine. We'll do that. Just Friday. Yeah, Mama Zioli gets to play the part of executive producer. How about Fridays, since I'm usually not there? And she can pick one segment that she can drive.
I like it. I'm in.
Rich, how come you haven't mentioned the attacks on Pete Hegseth today? It's like, oh, come on. You know what I mean? Like, like they were talking about it on Fox. And then but the best, though, is this, the text that I get from my mother, which is the, were you on Fox News today? Because I forgot to tell her, you know, because now, I mean, we're lucky. We're in a good spot. We're getting more and more of these hits. You know, it's becoming a regular thing. And I just forget to tell her sometimes. Whereas, you know, in the old days when it would be like once every couple months, I would just tell her. But most of the time I forget. So then she finds out from her friends or my dad's friends tell him that I was on Fox News. And then my mother gets so mad at me that she didn't know that I was on. She's like, could you just tell me when you're going to be on Fox News? Is that so hard for you? I'm sorry, Mom.
I agree with Mama Zioli. You tell everybody else, perhaps more times than we care to know. You might as well just shoot Mama Zioli a text message.
Yeah, she's claiming she never says that. She just texts me. That's not, so she's listening. Great. Perfect. The one time she does. That's real helpful. Good. Great. Justin, do you have their blowing it up?
I can get it. 1 second.
Let's get Mama Zioli reporting on the balloon on the beach of Myrtle Beach. She's an assignment reporter for the show, and she always is there to make sure that we are all covered. So the time the Chinese spy balloon flew over the United States of America, and then Mama Zioli reporting. Go ahead.
I think they're blowing it up.
They were. It's true. Do you remember the time that I was at the Republican National Convention and it was the Democrat National Convention in Chicago, and she left me the voicemail telling me to be careful?
Oh,
we have
yeah.
that?
I'm sure I have it somewhere. I just got to find it.
See if you can find that for me. Because with Mother's Day, that's a good time to remind everybody about that. When she's like, Richie, baby, I'm be careful. I'm worried about you. It's everybody gets. I just saw on Fox News somebody got stabbed to death. You see, that's the problem is that my mother watches Fox News. And then whenever they do their segments on either Chicago or around Halloween, like, you know, there's like meth and a candy or something. Then my mother will send me a text and be like, you better, you got to inspect the kids' candy. They're putting meth in it. I saw it on Fox News. I'm like, okay, I get it. Fine. You know what I mean? I'll do it. Like, yeah, she always does that. And then whatever horrible situation that she sees on that station, she somehow catches but misses me when I'm on there unless I tell her I'm going to be on there. So she'll see a story. She'll be like, you shouldn't let Patrick play with whatever it is, right? Because some kid ate, you know, and I'm like, all right, you're not giving that to Reagan, are you? And then she'd be like, I saw it on Fox News. Why didn't you tell me you were on Fox News? I'm like, you were watching it. You were watching the Fear Factor segment they did to scare the bejesus out of you about something. Why didn't you just keep the channel on? And you would have seen me. I wouldn't have to tell you. You know what I mean? Did you find Mama Zioli scaring me about Chicago?
No, that's going to take a while. I didn't have it set aside, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's
so
all right.
We got to comb through the archives.
I have to go to the audio archives for it anyway. I got to take a break anyway. I'm way late. And I got to tell you about the idiot governor, his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, and his moronic one page of nothingness that he put out regarding his energy master plan nonsense, which is so stupid. So we're definitely going to talk about that as well. But I also want to remind you, we will be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May on June 20th. So mark your calendar for that because that's going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. And also, the big story of the hour is brought to you by the dentist that Mama Zioli discovered for our family, Dr. Mike Venaria. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, this is picture time. We're getting into memory-making season, so make sure that smile is beautiful. Call him today at 856-786-2020 or go to VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Coming up, Democrats are trying to rewrite history, and we won't let them.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good song, perfect for this segment. So his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, is the reason why your energy bills are going up this summer. Starting in June, you're going to see rate hikes of anywhere from 18 to 25%. This is going to be huge on businesses, too, because this idiot years ago decided he was going to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast, shut down coal plants, did not let another nuclear reactor come online in South Jersey, said no to natural gas from Pennsylvania, and said he was going to build thousands of these monstrosities off the Jersey Shore and kill whales and dolphins, and it was all going to be wind and solar. And New Jersey was going to lead on climate change because that's how he thought it would be his path to winning the Democrat nomination and get to the White House. Well, guess what? As a result of the fact that we have to now buy our energy out of state, your rates are going up. And the Board of Public Utilities, a bunch of crooks over there, they're raising your rates. And they've been subsidizing with your bills, your rate, the rates, the money you're paying, subsidizing all the nonsense green energy scams that the Democrats are in love with. So all the Republican governor candidates have said they were going to fire everybody on the BPU is out on day one. All that gone. Goodbye. Good riddance. So today, the idiot put out a statement that is a big pile of nothing. Governor Murphy unveils suite of executive actions to address electricity prices, calls on New Jersey's utilities to partner on cost mitigation plans. And this is what the governor says. He says, while the utilities are not responsible for the rate increases. Yeah, they're right. You are. You're responsible. They're just delivering it. You're responsible. You're the reason why the rates are going up. He says they have a responsibility to protect ratepayers. It's clear that New Jersey and the hometown electric utilities needs to deliver more reasonable options. We ask that utilities share the load and commit to being part of the solution to the PJM crisis. Oh, stop it. He's trying to act like because the wind turbines are not happening, that this is the result of that. And this is why your rates are going up. That's a scam. Once again, trying to rewrite history here on this. So he's asking New Jersey utilities to voluntarily expand the winter termination program, which prevents service disconnections in the winter months, to July to September. Suspend reconnection fees to a certain date past the summer peak usage months. That'll do nothing. Directing the NJBPU to evaluate available funding and programming to stabilize utility bills. You won't see a piece of that. Directing the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities to expedite opening another competitive solar incentive program. So we're still going with solar energy. We're still going with that nonsense. You see it was raining today? The rain that's coming down? Where's the sun? Out of curiosity. I haven't seen the sun for days. I have not seen the sun for days, and I don't think the sun's coming out anytime soon. All this rain. How's solar working today? Good? Working great, right? Yeah, thank God we have oil and natural gas and nuclear power. Thank God. Because the sun doesn't always shine. I know. And the wind doesn't always blow. I know. It's crazy. It's idiots. He does not anywhere in here say we're going to ask Pennsylvania to start sending us some of their natural gas. He does not anywhere in here say we're going to reopen the coal-fired power plants that I shut down. He does not anywhere in this one-page piece of nothing, and that's really what it is. It's a page of nothing. Nothing. Nonsense. To reduce costs and provide stabilization long-term, understanding the need for more generation, the NJBPU, Board of Public Utilities, as directed by the governor, released a request for information on nuclear generation. Oh, that's nice. Good. So finally now, after almost 8 years of you being governor and being against nuclear power, you're now asking them to look into it. Oh, good. That'll help. That's great. Because we can get that online by like Monday. Yeah. Oh, sure. We could have another nuclear plant online by Monday. They're so easy to get online. Idiot. You know, if you had started that 8 years ago when you weren't trying to be, but you're, first of all, Murphy is a clown. He is a clown. He's the worst governor New Jersey's ever had. He is the worst. He is absolutely by far the single biggest idiot in all of politics. I mean this sincerely. He's from Massachusetts. He's a masshole. He does not belong in this state. He's not from the state. And he wanted to destroy the Jersey Shore. And he roots for the Patriots. And he's got summer teeth, snaggle teeth. He needs Dr. Venaria. He's got a fake rug on his head. He stapled it on his head. Took a piece of carpet from the old governor's office, stapled it right in his head. And he is a charlatan. So he's destroying this state, destroying it. And this green energy nonsense, completely self-serving, for him to be able to audition among Democrats to say, I'm more green than Gavin Newsom. That was his entire plan from day one. So 8 years ago or 7 years ago, when he became governor, he directed the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities to go all in on only renewable energy, as they call it. Renewable. Such a stupid term. Wind and solar, and that's it. They didn't start looking for a new nuclear reactor. They were told, don't do it. They said, you need to start figuring out how we can pay for all these massive wind turbines. And they said, fine, we'll hit the ratepayers. That's you. That's me. That's the businesses that get electricity and natural gas. We'll go after them. We'll put a surcharge in there for all the green nonsense. And we'll disrupt the marketplace. At the same time, we're going to take away the actual energy that we do make in the state so that I can go out there and I can run in Iowa and South Carolina and tell them that I'm greener than Gavin Newsom. That selfish SOB caused this problem for the state, and we're all about to pay for it. The worst governor the state's ever had, by not even a question. What he did during COVID, which is where I gave him the nickname of King Philip the Unaccountable, because he was unaccountable to no one, absolutely no one. He's a jerk is what he is. He's a jerk. But anyway. Oh, wait. I'm just reading a text from... Never mind. What time do I have to break? Now I'm confused.
56.
Oh, 56. All right. Is my clock synced up to yours? So I've got 54, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27.
Ours in the studio is 4:55, 09, 10, 11.
So I'm like 30 seconds behind you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
I was wondering why you were late for one of those breaks in the last hour.
I didn't realize that I was 30 seconds behind. A stupid, cheap, made-in-China, crappy atomic clock.
You're the one on your phone.
No, I have the thing. I have the thing that has the seconds on it. You know what I mean? So, it's on my wall.
The phone one has the seconds. If you just look at the little app, there's a second hand that's sweeping. Don't enter the app. Just look at it. So, the Apple clock app.
This is riveting radio, isn't it? Talking about time. Talking about keeping time.
Well, like it's my 56 first day. Is now.
You know when I decided I wanted to get into radio? It's a true story. I timed myself to see if I could do a 15-minute monologue. I made it 9 minutes. Speaking of time. 9 minutes. That's all I could do. My first... When I decided to do talk radio, I was like, well, let's see if I could do a monologue. 9 minutes and I was done. All I could, at the time, all I could muster. You imagine that? You imagine if you could shut me up after 9 minutes now? Could you even try? Would that be possible?
I wish I could have shut you up 30 seconds ago because you would have hit your break on time.
Oh, right, a break. That's right. We'll do that. The Drive at 5 is next. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.